Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The left fielder, Mike Fiore. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Campanis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Hedlund. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mike Hedlund. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hedlund fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal strikes out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez takes first base on ball four. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hernandez. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Hernandez steals second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore hits a line drive into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Fiore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops it up and throws to first, with Hedlund covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball four. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Fiore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly bunts towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Hernandez moves to second. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0 for 1 in the game. Fiore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fossey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. Foy hits a line drive into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirkpatrick. The throw from Fossey and he is out, Verhals applying the tag. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis is 0 for 1 in the game. Campanis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harrelson. Campanis reaches second base with a double. Adair goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1 to nothing. Royals. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund is 0 for 1 in the game. Hedlund hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse strikes out. 1 out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Campanis and he is safe. Brown steals second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis strikes out. 2 outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiant hits a fly ball into left field. Fiore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0 for 2 in the game. Fiore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly moves to second. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 2 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Kelly moves to third. 2 outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Kirkpatrick hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Royals. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrison is hit by the pitch. Gary Kroll now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harrison moves to third. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Campanis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kelly who is chasing the ball. Verhals reaches third base with a triple. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Verhals scores. 1 out. It's 4-1, Royals. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund is 0 for 2 in the game. Hedlund hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hernandez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fiore is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 2 in the game. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fossey moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fossey scores. Brown moves to third. It's 4-2, Royals. Richie Sheinbloom pinch hits for Gary Kroll. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom takes first base on ball 4. Alvis moves to second. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Verhals hits a line drive towards third. Foy catches it and steps on third to double up Brown. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jack Hamilton now pitching. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 3 in the game. Foy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foy. The throw from Fossey and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Foy tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-2, Royals. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Harrison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Adair is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Campanis hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is called out on strikes. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hernandez. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Hernandez steals second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 3 in the game. Fossey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Campana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.